All right, well, let me jump on into the Right Side Way monologue. And I'll remind you guys, the Right Side Way is brought to you every single day by attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, 30-year veteran in the practice of law. And yes, he is the daily sponsor for the Right Side Way. Okay, so here's one for you. Big government, marijuana, and Dr. Frankenstein all walk into a bar. Sounds like a cheap joke, I know, but the problem is it may sound like a joke in reality, but maybe the joke's on us. Because that's basically what we got a couple of years ago, actually about 4 years ago, when our Republican leadership formed the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission. Yeah. But the question of THC products, legalized marijuana, all of its related questions is back in the news right now. They may have formed the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission and done so in what I think was an awful way a few years ago. But did you know we're actually seeing THC products on the shelves right now in convenience stores all over our state? And there's a bill currently making its way through the Alabama legislature as I speak, and we'll talk about it in great detail later. But just for now, understand this. The bill seeks to regulate THC gummies and other THC-filled products that are being sold over the counter in places like gas station Quick Marts. There's two bills, one that would regulate and tax it, which is like saying, hey, government wants a piece of that. And number two is the one that says, no, not on our watch, and bans it. Look, back when I was in the Senate, we had a bill to pass in 2012, which we did. It clamped down on something that was called spice, sometimes called bath salts. I don't know why they called it that. But it's basically synthetic marijuana. It was man-made pot. It was really potent stuff, too, really dangerous and really, really bad for the multitudes of kids who found out they could get a buzz on something that was not banned due to their age. So we had to fix it. Well, the problem is back now, but this time it's THC that's basically been condensed and compressed from legalized hemp. Yeah, same problem, different day. But let me step back, though. Let me step back and remind us all that we have a Republican supermajority in Montgomery. The GOP controls all three branches of government in this state by a long shot. So if there's something the GOP wants to do or not do, it has carte blanche to do or not do it. With that said, let me just talk about some of the platform issues that are currently on the Alabama Republican Party's platform, which can be found on their website. Among other things, the GOP stands for things like limited government. The growth of government says it should be curtailed by a combination of the elimination of other programs and transitioning of government jobs to the private sector. Okay. It also says they, quote, support lower and fair tax models. Okay. It also says that business growth ought to be encouraged through the elimination of unnecessary regulations. Makes sense. And it also says on the platform that it expresses support for constitutional liberties like equal rights, equal justice, equal opportunity. All right. I've been a member of the state Republican Party for many years. I ran as a party member. I helped establish the GOP as a supermajority like it is today in the state legislature. I fully support that platform that I just cited to you among the other pieces that are on it and the efforts of the party to help promote that platform. But then I watch as members of the legislature, with an R by their name, enact laws purporting to be for the greater good that fly in the face of that platform, despite the fact that, yes, like I said, they have an R by their name. That's exactly what happened when they established the Alabama Cannabis Commission. Look, let's pretend for a minute that marijuana is FDA approved for use on medicinal grounds, even though it's not. We can pretend. I mean, there's studies out there that indicate that marijuana is helpful to ease pain, right? To calm seizure disorders, to add calm to an otherwise anxious mind. Every time we have a hearing or an official position, we're given studies that say how safe medical marijuana is. It's wonderful, they say. It's harmless, they say. It's all natural, they say. Just live and let live. Get out of the way, you naysayers. All good, bro. Ganja gonna help you. Sounds a lot like aspirin. No big deal. Simple and non-threatening. And the more libertarian among us would say things like that stodgy old dyed-in-the-wool conservative just wants to get in the way of somebody following their own truth. Really? Well, if all that were true, and there are as many studies that clearly state that it is not, but if all of that were true, and medical cannabis is just such a non-issue and should be made readily available across our great state, then why is it then that the Republican supermajority had to violate every principle of the party's platform to try and make it available? I mean, ask yourself that. With all honesty and personal candor, if medical marijuana is harmless, then why did the GOP grow government by establishing a fully separate and autonomous wing of government called the Medical Cannabis Commission? A commission which, by the way, has no limitations on the size of its staffing, meaning they're growing government. A commission that will have its own enforcement officers that will be clothed with the arrest and investigative authority of any other agency. Wow. And did you know, by the way, that the Republican supermajority wrote that law for the Medical Cannabis Commission to have enforcement officers who could do search and seizure without a warrant? Without a warrant, you say? So much for due process. You heard me. They can enter your business or your home without a warrant, and they can take such actions they deem necessary. And did you know, by the way, that the GOP supermajority wrote that law to allow the Medical Cannabis Commission to collect taxes at 9%, with another 2% at the local level? That's 11 cents on the dollar for each medical cannabis so-called prescription. But wait, I thought the sales tax rate in Alabama is only 4%. It is, except for marijuana, because they want a big slice of that pie. So now they've grown government, they've added more lack of due process law enforcement, and they've, oh, by the way, raised taxes at twice the rate that we normally would. But wait, there's more. You see, under Title 40 in Alabama, we don't tax prescriptions at all. We don't. But yet the value and efficacy of medical marijuana is so great, so awesome, that we're going to tax it at 10 times the usual rate. Well, who gets that money? Oh, yeah, the Cannabis Commission. Yeah, but it's necessary. People need it. They need it right away. Okay, need it right away. But we'll at least have the pharmacies like ready to dispense it, right? No. No, we won't. You know why? Because medical marijuana is not FDA approved. Therefore, pharmacists, actual pharmacists, real pharmacists, could lose their license if they dispense it. So it's going to be sold at a separate, specially licensed dispensary by a non-medically trained clerk named Guido with a nose ring who they hire off the street. Wow. Okay, well, at least there's going to be dispensaries nearby for everybody who needs to get their prescriptions filled, right? No, not really. You see, the law only allows for 37 dispensaries statewide. So we have 67 counties with over 5 million residents in the state, but they're only going to allow 37 locations. Huh. So basically, they're growing government, but they're limiting the private sector they said was so important everybody had to have it. And they're taxing it. All right, but if somebody in my family needs it, then I'll know where to go and how to get to it, right? Maybe not. See, the law says that in order to be able to administer it, you must be approved by the Cannabis Commission as a caregiver. Otherwise, someone will have to come to your house to give your child a gummy. So think about it. They just grew government, and they gave government access to your house, and they gave government warrantless search and seizure, and they gave government all the money it needs to keep doing more of this. So let's get this straight. Despite the absolute assurance that medical marijuana is a much-needed thing for the citizens of the great state of Alabama, the Republican supermajority decided the way forward was to make government bigger, limit the growth of private sector business, then tax it heavily, and then violate basic rights in enforcing it, and then, oh, by the way, invade the privacy of your home to be able to administer it, and do so in a way that is also a violation of federal law and could get a pharmacist fired. So why are we doing this? Why is it really happening? I'll tell you why it's happening. Because recent studies show that the industry is peaking with $13.8 billion in sales back a couple years ago in 2022 alone. States like Alabama have a chance to push that market share up by a projected 21% growth by 2030. But as we sit here today, recent studies indicate that the combined results of 30 separate studies also show that legalization and decriminalization of marijuana has resulted in a threefold increase in what is known as marijuana poisoning. And when you focus on children, it reveals an even higher number, with poisoning episodes increasing at 4.5 times. A thing called cannabis use disorder. It's a horrible thing. It decreased brain function, fatigue, long-term impairment to your physical health, mental health, relational health. Basically, despite all the assertions to the contrary, the constant bombardment of the human body by THC and marijuana, it does have addictive qualities that can ruin lives. We also have the fact, too, that the Alabama Cannabis Commission has been mired in lawsuits and challenges since the day it kicked off. Multiple suits have been filed claiming there's been partisanship and lack of transparency in the licensing process. A news lawsuit was filed last week just to have the head of the commission removed from his position for allegedly double dipping on state compensation. I'm sorry, that was last year. As of this week, one suit on appeal threw out the licenses that were issued 2 years ago, mandating the licensing process start over. At the same time, another lawsuit was filed yesterday by a family seeking medical marijuana for their daughter, claiming the Cannabis Commission has failed to abide by the law. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. It's a mess even though proponents say it's harmless. But the bottom line is, if it's so good, why don't they just legalize it? And I don't want that personally, by the way, before you rush to judgment. I don't, not at all. But you have to ask, why something that's so good, such a panacea for all of our ails, is off limits to people like our military? And it requires government overreach to make it work. You know why? Because if they legalize it, you'll grow it in your backyard and they won't get any money out of it. That's why. It's a mess. And now we're staring at the use of THC-laden products in convenience stores made to look like candy for kids. And the legislature better get its act together and fix this problem like we did in 2012. This is exactly what you get when big government, pot, and Dr. Frankenstein walk into a bar together. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.